Is the Tea Party suicidal? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Is the Tea Party suicidal, and will it take an already shaken economy with it? The latest numbers show two things: that the Great Recession of 2009 was worse than we first thought, and that the lousy recovery of 2011 continues to be lousy. And now we add to that the debt impasse. Defaultosaurus Rex.
We can end it with a simple vote.
A simple vote followed by a big debate, says the president, over a fundamental downsizing of the federal government.
Now, keep in mind, this is not a situation where the two parties are miles apart. We agree on a process where the next step is a debate in the coming months on tax reform and entitlement reform.
And that may be why the Tea Party refuses to compromise, because that debate would force them to spell out just how they would cut the budget by 40%. Those cuts would hit directly at the retirees and farms in the heartland where the Tea Party draws its support. But that's what you have to do if you're not going to raise taxes and if the economy doesn't recover. And the economy isn't recovering.
Consumer spending in the second quarter was the weakest it has been in 2 years. Companies aren't seeing enough demand to justify new hiring, and so we have a vicious circle.
Once upon a time, the government was in the business of breaking vicious circles. We had a huge government stimulus that put the U.S. government even deeper in debt than it is now, accompanied by huge tax increases where people in the top tax brackets were taxed at a rate of 94%. And it worked. But it took more than a debate to pull that off. It took World War II. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.